satisfy you. Welcome to Notcast, episode 333, Halfway to Hell.
Hell yeah.
Halfway to Hell.
So we're in like Austin?
No, well, yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Like Waco would be hell.
Oh, that'd be north, yeah. Maybe Houston, because it's pretty awful.
Yeah, we would have like passed hell if we were in
true.
Austin.
And if we were in Waco, ugh, only death can free you. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're Notcast.
Death and graduating from college, which is what.
Yeah, though, Baylor. Bit rapey. Unsurprising.
I have a friend, Diddy, graduated from college down there, and I'm not sure which school he went to, though.
Baylor is kind of it down there in Waco.
I think it was like a tech school.
Yeah.
Because he has like a shitload of like networking certificates and stuff.
Yeah. Super conservative Baptist college. Still has a big old football rape problem.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. Anyways, hey, it's been another week and...
Don't bring us down with
reality.
Rape. Yeah. That's not a pleasant
Well,
topic.
We're talking about how Waco is kind of hellish, and I had a friend of mine who was super mega gay that ended up... He managed to graduate from there, but he kind of went a little cray. Yeah, it's like... Turns out if you're really gay and going to a conservative Baptist school, it doesn't do much for your psyche.
Oh, I can't imagine. Awful.
Oh, I have new messages.
Maybe you should turn your phone off vibrate so it doesn't shake the entire table.
Yeah. It's like...
You can pleasure yourself with the vibrations later, Saverin.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, there is a reason that the...
Text me hard.
It's Telegrammy. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So, it has been another week, and, well, she was not here. She's still up in Virginia seeing family and stuff. She'll be back for next week's episode, but she's
there not... won't be an episode next week because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. So, there won't be an episode until after Thanksgiving, and I think that's going to be our last one for the year, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, boy, howdy. Y'all better get some questions in and tell us about how your Thanksgiving goes. That's for next week's show. Well, next show we do.
Yeah, we actually said the week after Thanksgiving will be our last show for the year. So that'll be Thursday, December 1st.
Yeah, there you go. So I have some good news.
Okay.
So we're still trying to do the whole, like, hey, let's talk about some positive shit. Cause...
So the tested negative for herpes after all.
Yeah. I'm totally clean, so y'all are down to fuck. Let's go.
Not pissing blood
nope.
anymore.
None of that. But, you know, wrap your junk anyway.
Yep.
No, my con wrapped up in the black for the year. We're good and going forward. So it was one of those things where, like, the hotel bill literally, it didn't show up until yesterday at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Like... And I was convinced.
Well, we know from running Fiesta there.
They take their sweet time.
They take for fuck ever.
And this time there actually was a fuck up on their part, and they realized it before they sent us the bill, and we shat ourselves.
Oh.
And so they had some notations on the bill. It's like, yeah, this was an error to the tune of like $10,000 that was it was totally not supposed to go to you, so never mind. So
wow.
Yeah, like they triple charged something like that. It was this like out of the blue what the fuck.
Yeah,
but no, we between the bill and our payment to St. Jude, we come out ahead by a few grand, which I mean, we always skirt the razor's edge. We're not a money making event.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that, hey, we survived, we grew a little bit. Mm-hmm. We came out ahead, even though our hotel costs were up 50% this year.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
So your hotel costs were up 50%, and they charged attendees for parking.
Yeah.
They're just soaking shit out of here.
Yeah. So on that note, Bob and I are going to be looking at hotels on Monday.
Right.
And getting in contact with a couple of agencies. Because yeah. I was talking to Bob. Actually, so... It's one of those things that, like, towards the end, you know, in the middle of the con cycle, I'm on the phone with Bob about once a day.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the con cycle during crunch time, we're talking at least twice. If there's a day where, like, I don't get a call from Bob, I'll text him and be like, everything all right in your neck of the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Because just constant communication is key. But no, it's like, all right, well, we did an hour-long planning call this morning because, all right, we've cleared this cycle. Time to start the next.
Yeah.
But we've already, made, plan A, plan B, and plan C for guests we're going to get. And we did a bunch of research on local hotels and stuff through one of the, not the one that Fiesta uses, but there's a couple of other places that are just like, all right, here's all the con hotels in the area and their dimension space and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did a bunch of looking. And
why not the one Fiesta uses? All the furries use them.
Well, we're going to talk to them.
You better. They'll save you some money.
I'm hoping so, because, seriously, this year's hotel bill was, again, 50% higher than last year's. But it is nice to say. It is good to say.
Muting your phone really worked.
Look, it can either vibrate or it can boop.
Are you serious? That's it? There's no complete silence?
I'm going to go silence it and put it over here so it's not going to vibrate on the table and make it show up on the desk.
Okay. All right.
God.
Fucking Apple. God.
Yeah, there is not a total silence mode, I guess.
Isn't that annoying in the movies, though? When you're
Because then it's in your pocket.
But it's vibrating against your thigh the whole time.
Well, if I'm in a movie, I just turn it to airplane mode and nobody's contacting me then.
But what are you doing in case of an emergency?
Shit hits the fan.
I don't know. You stand up in the middle of the movie, back off, man, I'm a doctor.
Anyways, so that's been a big relief. I mean, it was one of those things we're pretty sure we're going to be ahead, and it's just a question of how much.
Mm-hmm.
And, not that much. But we came out ahead, and not a lot of cons got to say that this year in Mar genre. So
head given head.
Yep.
Get the good guests.
Hey, man, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse cock.
God. Yeah, getting those cross-dimensional horses to come across and getting actual ponies from Equestria to show up. It's real hard, but turns out they like the hot monkey dick. This is the road you push me down, Fuzz. You're welcome. Had a brief blip with my PC.
Yeah.
Got it fixed. The power supply fan lost a bearing. One of the bearings was going out, so it was all rattly and shit.
Exploded out the side of the thing, and so you've just got a little bearing-sized hole in the side of the case, and it fired through the wall. And
that would be pretty
fucked up the sound dampening in the room.
No. Thankfully not.
Because now there's a hole in the window. It just goes when you're trying to record.
No. But thankfully, because I bought it from Amazon, they cross-shipped that shit, and I got the power supply today, swapped it in, works just fine, it's nice and quiet. And I can go back to playing my video games, woo!
So, I don't know much about computers, but the power supply is the interface between the wall and the rest of the computer, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, it is the power interface.
It's a power interface, yes.
Yes, it's a little Corsair 650 watt one.
We call it Power Face for short.
Well, it was funny because it showed up at the apartment office today and they were like, what is this? I'm like, it's a power supply. Power supply for what? Like, for a computer. What? You don't just plug it in? This is what you plug it into. Oh. They're like middle-aged ladies at the office. I wouldn't expect them to know what.
You're a techno person.
Yes, I am a techno person.
I don't remember. Did I tell that story on the show, or was that in private?
I think you may have, but go ahead. Are you a techno person, Fuzz?
I am a techno person, apparently. I was in the little cafe at work. It's run by a 50-something-year-old Indian woman, and she has this new register system, and I saw the little symbol on it for NFC payments, so I tapped my phone against it because I use Android Pay. and it goes boop, and like it took her by surprise. Like, I don't even know if she knew that her system supported that. And she goes, "Oh, you are a techno person." And in my head, I'm just thinking, "Yes,
yes, you are a techno person."
And I tweeted it, and just yeah. So yes,
Sam, you are a techno person.
You're a techno person. Well, I didn't have, oh, you know, I was going to say I didn't have a whole lot going on, but it's like, well, I did get three new items added to the store. I think I may have mentioned Kyle Gold's new book, The Time He Desires, Instinct Volume 2 by Rukas, which is an art book.
Sweet.
And I also just added to the store the 2017 Cheetah Paws Bulge of the Month calendar.
Oh, yes. We talked about that earlier this week.
But yes. With the theme of samurai this year. So, actually, if you go and find it on For Planet right now, I added another image that is a lineup image that is basically a small preview image of each of the 12 months. And it is not for sale yet. We're going to put it available for sale on Black Friday, at the same time that we roll out our other Black Friday deals. Now, last year, we actually sold out before Anthrocon, like, because we got it in time for MFF. We got it in time before the first of the year. We actually sold through all of them by, like, March or something like that. So this year, we actually ordered twice as much this year. Because once you pay that initial chunk for an offset print run, it's not a whole lot more to add to the order. So, I mean, even though it'll be halfway through the year, I still want to bring some to AC if we can.
Well, I mean, people are going to want it for the bulge of the month.
Yeah, people are going to enjoy it for the rest of the year. It also has a centerfold image that doesn't have the calendar overlay on it, so you can hang that up.
Yeah. I mean, I still have the fucking, like, Cantor Calendar 2014 hanging up in my corner. It's kind of hidden by one of my studio lights, but it's just a calendar. It's like, I like that particular, it's this really hot Anthro Applejack pick. And it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Titties.
So speaking of titties, that made me think of Anta Doxy, as he's known in the
If you follow his thing, it's like Doxy/Anta. It's on his, that's what his Twitter handle is.
Yeah. So I found out today through, I saw some retweets on there. You know how he had a story about his little cast characters in that Island anthology published by Image Comics a few months back?
With Marty and all that?
Yeah. So Image is going to publish more of his stuff. Like, they're going to collect the Marty comics, apparently uncensored.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, what? So
it's like, okay, I hope I don't see those at my local comic shop.
You might. Or you can special order them. You
probably have to special order that.
Support furry!
That is really cool, though. I mean,
yeah.
They're like, hey, you know, gay dog people fucking, that seems to be a growing market. Let's get in on that shit.
Certainly a growth industry. Oh. So, yeah. I mean, I've got most of that material between having cocktails and having hard blush, but it'd be kind of cool.
This is a fairly mainstream.
They're the fourth largest comic company. It's Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and Image.
Yeah. I mean, Image was big in the 90s.
Yeah.
They had, like, Wildstorm, and it's a bunch of, like, also-ran kind of comics with the Extreme and Belts and Guns and all that shit. But, yeah, I remember those. But that's really cool to see that they're adding
Fur fags
into their...
Taking it back,
yeah.
So that'll be really interesting
to
see.
It's okay, Fuzz, because that's our word.
It's our word. Motherfucker! So I learned that. I'm excited about, you know, I told Tieran, I have to admit, when Cheetah Paws said samurai, I was a little dubious. I was like, it's not really my favorite genre. And I was like, can you really make that hot? And then I see the finished product and I'm like, you know, you don't need most of that armor.
Hey, you know, Japanese armor is pretty iffy.
Yeah,
it was good against arrows, usually, maybe.
You could just take most of that off, all you need is a bulge and a sword, and
you can intimidate them with your sword and your spear.
But it looks damn hot. And one of the pieces is Tyrion.
Yep.
Tyrion and his little dragon, shoulder dragon, is in there. So that's cool.
Speaking of samurai, the anime Drifters continues to be over the top fucking rule of cool.
That's not the one with the tits and ass fighting.
No, this one is. It's done by the same guy that did Helsing.
Oh, okay.
So if you know how, you remember how that looked, because we watched the first like Helsing Ultimate, it's super over the top, weird designs. The faces are really angular and long.
Right.
And
yeah.
This is the thing.
It's not kawaii at all.
No, it's just not kawaii. It's basically like the overall gist is that there's one guy who's pulling heroic people slash warriors from the moment of their death and putting them into an alternate reality. And there's another side, which is also, so it's like there's two people at the very top on either side, and they're both pulling people from reality at the moment of their deaths. And one guy's like, these guys are soldiers and warlords and stuff, and that's the main characters. Like, one guy is Oda Nobunaga and a couple of other famous Japanese warriors.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of other, like, Socrates and Hannibal and, like, tacticians and warriors and politicians and whatever. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, you have people that were they were betrayed, or they were heralded as heroes but were actually rather monstrous. So you have on the villainous side, in this case, like Joan of Arc and one of her she was captured and burned at the stake despite, you know, she was a hero and felt betrayed. And this other guy was like Guy of the Rays or whatever, and he was heralded as a hero. It turns out he was a murderer of children. There's like Rasputin. And the leader of the bad guys is Jesus.
I was going to say Hitler, but...
No, Hitler is the person who ended up in this reality, founded the nation that... founded an empire focused on human supremacy and started suppressing the shit out of the demihumans. So the elves and the dwarves and all
seems
that.
Like a thing that Hitler would do.
So, yeah, Hitler pops into this reality, shows up at a beer hall, organizes this empire that begins oppressing the shit out of anybody that's not human. And it's so fucking over the top, right? And so you have the Drifters, which are the protagonists. They're leading a rebellion against the Empire with an army of demihumans to basically their job is like, we're going to kick their ass and take over. Right? That's their goal.
So they want to overthrow Hitler.
They want to overthrow Hitler's empire because Hitler killed himself again in this reality.
Oh, okay.
He realized what he did and was like, fuck, it happened again. Scheiße.
Scheiße.
And, the other side, which led by Jesus, is basically like, fuck humanity, we're going to wipe them all out. And they're also fighting the Empire. So you have two separate groups, like one's in the southwest, one's in the north, and one's in the east, which is the east is another group of humans that are fighting the Empire. But we don't know what their motivation is yet. So you have these three different groups that are all focused on fucking the shit out of this evil empire.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's cool. Like, I think it's a show you'd probably be entertained by, even though it's anime.
Anime.
Yes. I mean, if you want something super gay, there's Yuri on Ice, which is the
male,
character's
male
name
ice
is
skaters.
Yeah, it's about male ice skaters.
Which, so Blades of Glory,
except
sexy.
Yeah. Kyo's been going on all about it, and I've seen like they full on go. Looks like a kiss, like midway through the season. I'm like, all right, cool. I need to watch this now.
Yeah.
Because if it's one of those fucking like gay tease animes where it's like they don't do anything and it's all subtext up until the very end, it's just real unsatisfying. Mm-hmm. It was like that with the Manchu, where it's like there was very clearly like subtext. They're holding hands and all this stuff. But like at the very last, literally the last minute of the last episode, she was like, that's good because I love you. And she's like, I love you too. Yay. And they like hug. And it's like, all right, well, about fucking time. There's now 30 seconds.
And the last 30 seconds of the anime is just fingering and slurping sounds.
Yeah. But, well, they were at the beach anyway, so it wasn't like they had to take off much clothes. No.
Fade to black. Just...
Well, that's the problem, right? It's like you have these shows that just tease it, and then the other ones are just like, all right, look, it's fucking gay.
Yeah.
Then you have the ones like Kaijo, which is just tits and ass, the sports anime.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able, haven't like taken the time to watch more than the first episode because I'm like, man, I don't, do I want to spend my time doing this?
Life is so short.
Life is so precious. Should I watch this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
will there be an episode where they let a boy join because he's got like a super bubble butt?
Hey, you know, I don't know. It could happen. It's like we can only attack. They can only fight with their dicks and asses.
It's just,
they have to have an erection at all times. And if their hands touch anything but each other,
then it's not a gay porn.
Well, no, it's one of those things where it's like in Kaijo, like they only their tits and asses can contact each other, and like your hands can't touch the platform or you're disqualified.
Uh-huh.
So it's a game of balance and hitting each other with your tits and ass.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sounds
not so much on the ass, but definitely on the tits.
Yeah, it's what the fuck, man. It's hella anime.
Are the tits prehensile? Like, can you, like, wrap them around someone's head and, like, hug them to death with your boobs?
You know, there's some crazy tit action going on in there, but I don't think they're, like, prehensile. But they can do, like, the, like, boob drills. I don't know how that works, but they do. Anime, man.
Like those super fit dudes that can
yeah.
Their pec muscles. Twitch
and make their and like when she's like her ass is vibrating.
it's like in Days of Future Past when Quicksilver breaks Magneto out by super vibrating the glass above his prison.
Yeah,
except he uses his ass to do it.
Check out my hyper twerk. But yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a while.
Well, it's like my sister, all of my family has had this bad shit happen to them
in the last little
bit. And it's just like the last 2 weeks have been impressively bad. Mm-hmm. So I was really super glad because I was like, with my luck, it'll turn out the hotel bill was some god awful number and we just get to be like, well, pay off St. Jude's. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, fold the LLC up and walk off.
Because
I was like, that would be my fucking luck, right?
Mm.
Be like, oh no, we fucked up and accidentally billed every single person's parking to the master account or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
But thankfully, that was not the case.
Mm.
So I was like, I've been just doing lots of family support as I've been doing. And hey, some kids. Oh, hey, check out this other cool thing. So yesterday was a bit weird. There was this guy apparently like passed out or something on the street, but a bunch of kids thought they got to see their first dead body.
Dude, that's awesome. That's such an uplifting story.
Yeah. Well, no, the uplifting part is that he was okay. Well, he was still alive. I wouldn't say he was okay, but he was like passed the fuck out on the grass and not responsive. And
I was just going to let you stop the story there and be like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
They got to see a body.
They got to.
On to the next topic. No, wait, let me finish. Nope, that's enough.
You ever see a dead body? You want to be a dead body?
Get inside my van. Free cutie marks.
I've been going back and listening to the Listener Pasta episode from like episode 95 or so of last podcast.
You have to. Wait, no, it was your sister that told the story. I'm trying to, she'd said that she found out what the creepy free candy van was for Fort Worth. And it was a creepy Mexican guy driving a plain white van. And he rolls down the window and says, hey, you want some tamales? I got some tamales in my van. She's like, no, dude. That's okay.
No, thank you. Well, the thing is, though, you might have some fucking legit tamales. It is the north side. Like, you can get some legit ass tamales because they're Mexican ass Mexicans in that neighborhood. Like 95% of the neighborhood Hispanic.
Yeah, the way she described it was not a food truck.
No,
it was a rape me van.
It was a rape van, and I'm like, still, I wouldn't buy tamales from a dude's van unless they're like at a like grocery store, like a
food truck.
Yeah, a food truck.
Yeah. Not a plain white panel van with tamales spray painted on the side.
Written on the side in like lipstick.
Oh God, you made it worse.
Hey, who did the art? You know, it's the lipstick I got from my last customer.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, baby, you want some tamales? Only 5% hooker content.
Oh, Jesus.
5% lung pork.
No, I had chorizo. Chorizo is meat.
Oh, God. You know, I kind of was like, the cynical part of me was like, lol, fake. But the other part is like, that's hilarious. So, yeah, it was a story in 4 tweets.
Yes.
It's like, wow, the chorizo you have at Chipotle is really great. It tastes just like meat. And they're like, it is meat.
She's like,
it is?
But I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. And they're like, chorizo is meat.
He's like, all right, well, guess I'm done with that, being a vegetarian.
Yeah, the next thing was like, you know, getting on the meat train, and photo of a shopping cart loaded
full of meat,
bacon and beef, and yeah.
Yeah, speaking of bacon, I had, you know, it's surprisingly hard not to just eat the bacon when it's done cooking. I had a full package of bacon.
It's scalded so bad, but it tastes so good.
Well, you know what I mean.
They like, take you to the hospital, third-degree bacon burns. Very tragic.
It was worth it.
Oh. We're going to have to do a skin graft from his asshole to his tongue.
Oh, no. I don't think that's not even the same type of tissue.
Oh, no. Ass to mouth.
No, I was like, I was looking at my fridge, and I was like, wait a minute. I've got this. Oh, shit. Got a package of bacon in here? When's the use-by date? Oh, shit, use-by today? Well, guess I'm cooking an entire package of bacon. So I spent like half an hour cooking this massive pound-and-a-half pack of thick-cut bacon. And I managed to not eat the entire thing, which is good, because eating a pound-and-a-half of bacon would be less than ideal. But it was it's just like, huh. I was like, it's cooled down. Oh, it's nice and crispy. Oh, shit, I don't need to eat all this. Do a couple pieces, grab a pack. Oh, damn it, no!
Somebody please stop me! You're crying and crying shoveling.
And shoving bacon. Well, I was thinking, like, I've got a bunch of, like, fudge-making supplies because we tend to make fudge for Thanksgiving.
Bacon fudge.
Well, no, I was going to do, like, chocolate-covered bacon and be, like, super fatty fat, decadent fat.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I'll figure out how to do
sprinkle
that later.
A little weed on there.
Yeah, you don't eat the leaves.
It's oregano, man.
Yeah.
Fuck you up.
No, I don't think so. What else, man? What else? What is good?
I don't know, Saverin. What is good?
Who's a good boy?
Are you a good boy? Is it me?
It's you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
You are a good boy.
I'd like to thank the Academy. So speaking of the Academy, Fantastic Beasts opens this week. So,
oh yeah,
and I saw Doctor Strange a couple weeks ago. That was cool.
How was that? I have not had a chance to see it yet.
It's very enjoyable.
My sister saw it and said she really liked it.
It's a good movie. Somebody asked if you had to know like a lot of Marvel shit, you know, or know a lot about the comics beforehand, and I was like, no, not at all. You can go into it, and they do a good job. I mean, it's his origin story, basically, so yeah. You kind of go on the journey with the character. And, I mean, it's Benedict Cumberbatch. Who doesn't love Benedict Cumberbatch? I mean,
Beneficial Cucumber is a great actor. So out of 145 reviews, it has a 78 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's pretty high, right?
Well, Fantastic Beasts has 78.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Strange has a 90. So that's actually super well reviewed.
It is. Yeah, because like anything over like 80 is fresh.
75.
Okay, so 90.
Or 70. Super, yeah, it's actually good. So yeah, 254 reviews, and of them, 90% are positive.
And Tieran pointed out something that I think really made the movie a success, is that he really liked that they brought some levity to it. You know, there was a lot of comedic moments that didn't detract from the story. Because if it had been like 100% serious, it could have been really dull, with just people just spouting off lots of mystical stuff with long words and everything. But like the way Strange's character is himself and his personality and some of the humor that they injected into it, like it's a really enjoyable film to watch. It is definitely visually amazing.
Yeah, because the magical Marvel is really out there, and the Jack Kirby art.
Steve Ditko in this case.
Yeah. Well, the original like 70s art for Doctor Strange, they managed to sort of reproduce.
Yeah. That's Steve Ditko.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been reading up about it because he's a weird, crazy libertarian recluse that hasn't done an interview in like 20 years.
Oh.
But he's the one that did like all the crazy trippy shit in the 60s and 70s. And yeah, they brought some of that really crazy Doctor Strange background art stuff to life. This is, I think, a movie I would say don't wait for Blu-ray. It's definitely worth seeing on the big screen.
Okay. And other thing, Moana has 100% after 18 reviews.
Mm.
So that's the new Disney.
It's a new Disney movie.
Disney CG adventure.
Yeah. With The Rock
as the Rock
main character.
Dwayne fucking Johnson, that dude has done
everything
so well for himself.
I know, right?
There was actually a thing, it's like 20 years ago today was like his debut of being just a wrestler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was just this dude, and now he's like the most well-paid dude in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Almost, I think.
He's up there, definitely.
And he's apparently a good dude, too. Which is
Heard nothing bad said about him. You know, no one said he's arrogant or he's a shit on the set or anything like that. I mean, you hear those stories coming out about people. Like, apparently Vin Diesel can be a little difficult to work with, but I heard nothing but good things about The Rock, which is nice.
And then, of course, there's a movie called Shut In, which is a horror film.
Mm.
Has a zero.
How many reviews?
18.
Wow. So I...
Everybody's like, this is shit. Now, of course, with the tomato meter, it is a binary. Is it good? And it counts towards positive. If it is not good, it doesn't count. So basically, it could have a score between 2.5 to 1 or 0 stars, but it still counts as not fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The tomato meter rating is basically how many, what percentage of the reviews say, yeah, it's all right.
Mm.
Not like, is this amazing? But
so you don't rate it on like 1 to 5 stars?
The way it works with Rotten Tomatoes is right. It's like, Fantastic Beasts, 78% of the reviews out of... So 78% of the people out of that pool said, yeah, this is pretty good.
Okay.
90% of the people that saw Doctor Strange was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And 100% of the people that have seen Moana at this point were like, fuck yes, Moana.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go see that one probably in theaters too.
And 100% of the people that saw Shut In were like,
nah, this is bad.
Mm.
Someone's like, I've had more scares in my goldfish bowl.
Wow.
I mean, it's a Halloween, it's like post-Halloween horror film. What the fuck, right?
Mm.
The only type of horror films that make good money this time of year either are holiday-themed ones, like Thanksgiving 4, because Thanksgiving exists.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm sure more than one exists. And there's always like the
Krampus. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah.
Which was the big one when I was a kid, like, got banned. Like, you couldn't get a copy of, like, the first one for a long time.
Oh, shit. There's at least 3 Thanksgiving movies. So Thanksgiving 4 would have been an accurate thing. So let's see. A demonic turkey is unleashed, and he's one foul-mouthed bastard. 5 college kids, a jock, a good girl, an overweight redneck, a slut, and a nerdhead come home for Thanksgiving break, each thankful for the chance of holiday hookups. But when their car suddenly overheats, they trespass into the woods for a night of drinking and bonfire debauchery. Little do they know, they're in the same woods where an ancient turkey is necromancer three... An ancient turkey risen by a necromancer 386 years ago by an Indian curse after the very first Thanksgiving. Now the killer turkey is awakened and ready for revenge on the first white man he comes in contact with.
Oh my god.
So
there's so many things mixed up in there. I'm like, holy shit. Are the other Thanksgivings, are they sequels to that, or is it just like different films that all happen to have the same name? That's pretty crazy.
Oh, this is...
You're not going to pardon me. I'm not going to pardon you, motherfucker. The whole turkey pardoning thing. The president.
Yep. Yeah. I'm just like looking at... Oh, like, what the fuck is going on? For whatever reason, I looked in our... Not our Telegram, but our Discord chat, and it had like scrolled back to like the 8th or 9th.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm seeing all this political talk in the chat. I'm like, fuck, are people doing this back again? No, it was not. It was just like my phone being dumb. So I have Discord on my phone now, and it's actually really good. So Skype is a horrible battery hog, but I had Discord on at the gym, not running off of cell data, but running off the Wi-Fi. And it barely touched my battery for the hour or so I was there. I was replying to people in between sets of lifting heavy things and putting them back down. Look, I have muscle. Singular.
Jesus. Wow. Fucking Savern's taking me out to the gun show here.
Hey, look at my forearm, man. Rock solid. Of course, my right forearm, right?
Yeah.
Check out my right forearm. I can, like, fucking crunch a rock between my bicep and my forearm. And my left arm is like fucking jello, but you know, we're not going to talk about why. Well, so what time is it? It's 42 minutes in. I have a couple of asks this week.
Yeah, let's do the asks.
Password what?
Oh,
I think my because I added two-factor to my Google account.
Uh-huh.
They're like, you need to re-enter your password.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. Whatever, but not for the Notcast account.
Nope. Okay, I'll read this first one then. Howdy, far friends! Longtime listener who finally found an excuse to write in and ask a question. You may or may not know about the / trash thematic Thursdays. You probably know about that.
Is the extreme off-topic board.
Mm.
It is for things that you have created a thread on a board and that thread does not belong there, but it doesn't violate the rules, so it gets sent to the trash.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Zootopia is no longer – there's nothing new coming out for it, but people are still talking about it, so they kick the thread off of Co., the comics and cartoon board, and there's still an ongoing
– But it's still on topic for comics and cartoons.
Man, Japanese Moot and his – fucking moderators. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Man.
I'm just saying from
4chan.
The tiny amount I know, which is the extent of the last 10 seconds of this conversation.
Yeah.
It didn't really make much sense to me, but okay.
If it's not a current thing, like they don't let Ruby have a general thread on Co. because in the off season they were doing Ruby Chibi, which is a little short form comic shorts thing, but they're like, it's not the real Ruby. You can't have a thread here. I don't know, man. Fucking it's moderators. They get a big head. Oop. Anyways, go ahead, Fuzz. Okay. Continue reading.
/ trash thematic Thursdays event for Zootopia. Well, I started writing and contributing to them. It's been fun, but I've never written fiction before, and it's hard. Do you all have any suggestions for resources to improve my writing? I've been listening to Fangs and Fonts, Unsheathed back catalog, and the others I should check out, maybe websites or books. There's a couple of others that I've listened to a bit here and there. There's one called Dead Robot Society, which is three or four writers, depending on the week, talking about mostly their experiences with different, with self-publishing and with submitting and stuff like that. There is also another one called Writing Excuses, which is another three or four people. Brandon Sanderson has been on there. Howard Taylor, who's known for Schlock Mercenary, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of other folks. I know that one actually won a Hugo Award a couple years ago at Worldcon. And they'll do like whole seasons based around a theme. And then each episode will be some aspect of that theme and kind of deconstructing it. So that's probably a good one to listen to.
I'm looking on the iTunes store right now on my phone, and like there's one called Reading and Writing Podcast by Jeff Rutherford. It is 202 episodes deep at this point, and they're little 15 to 30 minute episodes where they interviews with authors about their books, their writing habits, their favorite novels, and how they got started writing. So if you're looking for some inspiration there, I'm just looking through the related stuff because, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, is this like? Here's one called Odyssey Science Fiction Fantasy Writing Workshop Podcast. Odyssey is an intensive 6-week workshop for writers of fantasy, science fiction, and horror held each summer on the campus of St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. Top authors, editors, and agents serve as guest lecturers. These podcasts are excerpts from guest lectures. For more information, visit odysseyworkshop.org. And there is a shitload of files, 95 of them.
Oh, and there's another furry one that's fairly new, just started. Sparf hosts it. It's called Independent Claws.
Claws.
Uh-huh, yes. And I believe you can find that on iTunes as well.
So there's tons and tons of people, podcasts out there to listen to writing. And I think it's great that you're contributing to even like flash fiction and green tech stories as a start, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you look at people – oh, I mean, hell, you look at people like Mandapony, Andy Stein, right? Mm-hmm. He started out as just this little nerd doing pony music, and now he's living off his YouTube bucks.
Oh, nice.
And doing collabs with more other people, other famous internet music people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can start really humbly and end up pretty cool places. Just keep at it, right? Sadly, my podcast empire never coalesced.
That you just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Another a website I would recommend for assistance with writing, it's one I've recommended here before, is the Furry Writing Guild. So you can go to furrywritersguild.com, and there's a lot of resources there on the main site. But in particular, go to the forum, go there, introduce yourself, get involved in some of the topics, meet people there. The group has a Slack chat. There's info about how to access that in the forum. It's a great community. And there's a couple of organized chats each week, but then the Slack chat is fairly active off and on the rest of the time too. Lots of different writing topics. And there's also folks there that are willing to do like beta reading and stuff like that as well.
Like, yeah, I'll read your shit.
Yeah. So you read my shit, I'll read your shit, you know, get feedback to each other.
And tell each other, shit.
Yeah.
No.
Try to make a positive or constructive criticism.
Constructive.
So that's a really good site. I would recommend checking that out for writing assistance. So. And I hit the next one, Savern?
Yep. And the next one's a short sort of actual question. So, Anon asked a question. Hey, guys, TMI asked, don't put it on the show if it's too weird. Somewhat reliably, I will see a small bit of a blood clot in stool the day after receiving anal. It's not a lot, but it still gives me pause. Should I be worried? Go to a doctor? Thanks. If there's blood in your stool after butt sex, you should probably, A, use more lube, and B, if it's consistent, you probably should see a doctor. Pretty much. Too much lube is not enough. If you're using a water-based lube, it can dry out mid-fuck. Mm-hmm. If you're on the receiving end, it is up to you to tell your partner, whoa, put some more lube in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not hollow, bro.
Yeah, you know, real life is not furry porn. Foxes are not pre-lubed. We don't naturally secrete, you know.
But I heard on the internet anuses were self-cleaning.
But they're not
like ovens.
Yes, they get super hot and incinerate the interior. So God help you if my cleaning cycle turns on while we're fucking, because your dick's coming out in ashes.
Oh God!
Oh no! You hit the cleaning cycle button. No, seriously.
This is why you don't fuck a mech.
Yeah, don't fuck robots. There's this hilarious image macro just. You can Google, it's like, don't fist robots, and it's this, it's the hand in the gears, the hand being mangled in the gears image. It's like, don't fist robots. So, yeah, basically, when it comes to butt sex, use lots of lube. It's for your own safety because, like, let me tell you, anal fissures, not fun at all. They take forever to heal. And you can't have butt sex when you have them.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with your ring piece, man.
Yeah, just saying. It's not fun. So I think that answers that question. Also, I have the hot new event that I need to tell you guys about. Let me pull it up. It's super exciting. So if you're in the New York area, which I know all you guys are totally able and willing to go to that, it's called FieriCon.
God.
This website is the place to find all information regarding FieriCon 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Some quick notes. It's November 19th, 2016. The first meetup is at the Hog Pit, 37 West 26th Street at 1 p.m. FieriCon is a bar crawl around Manhattan that stops at six bars and ends at Guy Fieri's American Kitchen and Bar in Times Square. And it's all about, you know, with Squarespace, you can make any goddamn idiot can make a website, as evidenced by this. But Guy Fieri's American Kitchen and Bar in Times Square. And, like, the image, like, just, it's all these Guy Fieri pics. I suppose that if you're drunk enough at that point, if you're six bars deep, you'll be drunk enough to be like, this is all right. Yeah. What is FieriCon? FieriCon is a collection of Guy Fieri enthusiasts who are going on a bar crawl in his honor. It will start at the Hog Pit and end at Guy's American Kitchen and Bar on November 19th. Full list of bars will be announced a few weeks before the 19th. You can join the crawl at any time. You don't have to dress like Guy Fieri, but it is highly encouraged. What's the vision behind FieriCon? The idea for FieriCon is based on several simple visions. A couple is out for a nice casual Saturday at their local watering hole. They're sitting down, looking into each other's eyes, sharing a plate of bruschetta and commenting on how much they love September in New York. Right as the guy is about to make a cheesy comment about how he loves her more than he loves September, boom! 60 people dressed up as Guy Fieri come rolling into the bar screaming, "Welcome to Flavortown!" The sayings. Guy Fieri's sayings are one of a kind. He can describe a bacon cheeseburger as being gangster and make it sound appetizing. This day is dedicated to talking like Guy Fieri. I don't want to feel persecuted for describing food as being, quote, off the hook, unquote. I want to be celebrated for that. Guy Fieri himself. The first annual FieriCon will surely be a success. This is going to turn into an event that has six bars and six people in year one to an event that has 15 bars and 300 people in year two. By year three, Guy Fieri is going to be a part of FieriCon. He'll be waiting for us at Guy's American Kitchen and Bar, and he'll be giving out fist pumps to the first 1,000 people who walk through those doors, and that may be the best day of my life.
He has vision. I'll give him that.
You know?
And a plan for the future.
You know, that's commendable. He knows what he wants, and he's grabbing it by the balls.
That's right.
FieriCon 2016.
That's gangster.
Gangster. Welcome to Flavortown, motherfuckers.
The build-up there was tremendous. That's
boom, 60 dudes. Welcome to Flavortown.
Oh, that hit just the right spot. That was funny.
All right, kids. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this, right?
Yeah.
Unless you got something else.
FieriCon is a good
way to cap this off.
Yes.
All right, guys. So next weekend is Thanksgiving. I want you guys to write in and tell us how much food you ate and whether or not you had to kill any of your relatives.
That does remind me of something I saw on Twitter today, which I think was great. Is that, so this guy is a journalist or a blogger. I can't remember exactly what he writes for, but he was interviewing this actor, and this actor is known for playing like badasses or criminals or creepy people or something like that. And they're just, the interview is very much in the style of a casual conversation, and they're talking about the election and everything. And the actor's from Kansas, but it's like all of his family are surprisingly liberal, his own words. And the interviewer is like, I don't know what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving because my parents voted for Trump. And the guy responds, "Fuck him, you're an orphan now."
Yeah.
Don't go home. Just don't go.
So there you go. Yeah. So
if there are any new orphans, write it a list. It's like,
remember, family is a choice you make. Blood don't mean shit. But I have at least three Thanksgivings that I'll be going to, all on the Panther side of the family. Though I think my parents are gonna be out of town on a show.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going anywhere near my dad's side of the family for Thanksgiving. But yeah, we have at least two, probably three Thanksgivings on Panther side of the family.
Yeah,
but they're cool people.
So yeah,
they should be smart enough not to bring up the politics. Though they will bring out the martinis.
Oh well, that's okay then.
Yes.
After this year, I guess Tieran and I will be hosting Thanksgiving at our house.
Yeah.
Because Tieran's parents have purchased their retirement home. So they'll be selling the house here in town that we've been having Thanksgiving and Christmas at every year. So after this year, I guess Tieran and I will be hosting Thanksgiving with friends and fly my sister out. And then we'll probably be flying to Colorado for Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I actually think might be kind of cool. It might be a bitch getting in and out of that airport.
Maybe you'll go through the wrong door and end up in the reptilians area.
But, you know, a house on 2 acres of land with a view of the mountains for Christmas.
And legal weed.
And legal weed. Sounds pretty fucking awesome. So,
you know, Santa might come down that chimney anytime now. Anytime.
I really can't see, like, myself and Tieran's brother, like, smoking up with it in front of his parents, and he would just be glaring at us.
No, man, you don't smoke it up. Just eat something and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I totally see my brother-in-law like, oh my God, I got some brownies.
Goddamn kids. All right, so yeah, write in and let us know how your Thanksgiving goes, and hopefully it'll go well. But I'm sure that there will be some exciting tales that emerge from this Thanksgiving.
Yep. Well, so, this should be a fun one for us.
And yeah, Shiva will be back. So 2 weeks from now will be the next episode. So
2 weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks. So write in, notcast@foxstuffers.com, notcast@gmail.com also works. You can go to notcast.com. That takes you to the Tumblr for the web for us. And you can submit anonymous questions that way. And we do have a Patreon. If you want to support the show a little bit more, toss a little, couple bucks our way. It's on a per show basis, so if we don't do shows, you don't get charged.
Yep, so we'll be broke come December.
Oh yeah, because you know, we're not last podcast on the lift. We don't get to like tour the country and live off our fucking Patreon money while talking about serial killers and being high as shit. God damn it. Why can't we fucking roll up a pool table leg and...
What?
You know, when Henry's telling you to start the show, take off all your clothes, roll up a giant thing, get high as shit while they're talking about serial killers.
Oh, God. Roll up a... Okay.
Now you get it.
God damn. That would be a lot of something to smoke.
Yep. So, that's going to be this week's episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hope you all survived Thanksgiving well. We will hopefully have good tales for y'all, and hopefully. But on that note, good night.
And turkey.
Turkey.
Turkey pussy.
Goddamn it, fuss.